This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Senior BJP leader Naib Singh will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Haryana for the second consecutive term today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Shalimar Ground in Panchkula. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. Mr. Singh met Governor Bandaru Dattatreya yesterday and staked the claim to form a new government in the state following his election as BJP Legislature Party leader. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a half-day conclave of chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and their deputies in Chandigarh today. BJP President J.P. Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah will also attend the meeting. According to a BJP statement, the proceedings will begin immediately after the swearing-in ceremony of Naib Singh Saini as Chief Minister of Haryana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the celebrations of Abhidhamma Divas and recognition of Pali as a classical language in New Delhi today. The International Buddhist Confederation, in association with the Culture Ministry, is observing the International Abhidhamma Divas. The Prime Minister will share his insights on the significance of Abhidhamma Divas, the importance of the Pali language, and the government's ongoing efforts to preserve and promote the rich heritage of Buddha Dhamma. Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will also be present. Abhidhamma Divas commemorates the descent of Lord Buddha from the celestial realm of the 33 divine beings to Sankasiya, known today as Sankisa Basantapur, in the Farukhabad district of Uttar Pradesh. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Malawi from today till the 19th of this month. She is scheduled to have bilateral meetings with the leadership of Malawi and also to meet the Indian diaspora. Earlier, President Murmu held bilateral meeting with her Mauritanian counterpart Mohamed Olod Ghazouani. President Murmu also participated in the delegation-level talks. Four MOUs were signed between the two countries to strengthen the bilateral ties. India has reiterated that Canada has presented no evidence whatsoever in support of the allegations levelled against India and Indian diplomats in response to media queries regarding Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's deposition or the Commission of Inquiry. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the deposition confirms what India has been saying all along. He further said the responsibility for the damage that this cavalier behavior has caused to India-Canada relations lies with Prime Minister Trudeau alone. Earlier, Canadian Prime Minister has admitted that his government lacked solid proof when it initially accused India of being involved in the killing of Khalistani terrorist Hardeep Singh Nijjar. Speaking at the Foreign Interference Inquiry, Trudeau revealed that the accusation was based on weak intelligence, not concrete evidence. Valmiki Jayanti is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day marks the birth anniversary of Maharishi Valmiki, the author of Ramayana. Maharishi Valmiki is also revered as the Adi Kavi or first poet of Sanskrit language. Members of the Valmiki sect also revere him as a messenger of God and celebrate Pargat Divas with great devotion. In cricket, day two of the first test between India and New Zealand is scheduled to begin at 9:15 a.m. today after a washed out day one at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. India enter the series after a 2-0 victory over Bangladesh, while New Zealand comes off a 0-2 defeat against Sri Lanka. India currently tops the World Test Championship standings, while New Zealand is in sixth place. In football, India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in their opening match of the South Asian Football Federation's Women Championship 2024 in Kathmandu, Nepal today. The match will start at 5:15 p.m. IST. In badminton, Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face China's Ha Yu in the pre-quarter-final of the women's singles at the Denmark Open today. The match is scheduled to start at 1:50 p.m. IST. In the opening match, Sindhu advanced opponent Pai Yu Po of Taipei, retired midway through the game. And that is the end of this news bulletin.